welcome.
Yay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so now the music doesn't want to play, huh? I saw your money.
That's all good.
Yeah, I thought I'd start us off with a little suicidal this morning. I've got Dave Dalton in the studio here.
Hey, that's me. I love suicidal.
Yesterday, as I went out the house, I saw a body lying down, white as a mouse. Lying face down in the sewer. I got up closer and realized that I knew her. All her organs coming from her inside. Flashed up skin, sliced up hide. Turned her over and saw the tar track on her head. That's when I realized she was dead. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. But your body shot the beat. Horror by the fancy. Life's calling on her arm. She's stuck in two doors. Not a leg, but a bed. Turn up bed. That's a bed. I wonder how much you had to pay to get your mom killed. A bloody way. I saw your mommy.
All right. So here we are in the studio with Dave Dalton. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Screaming Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Indeed.
How's it going today?
It's doing good. I can barely hear you, but it's doing good.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Let's put suicidal down on a back burner. So we can chat. I'm so excited to talk to you and hear
cool.
about your new projects going with the Screaming Bloody Marys.
Yeah, the Screaming Bloody Marys, we started in 1989, and then we went to like 96, and then we kind of folded it up after several records on Sympathy Records and Dr. Dream and so forth and so forth. And then I took a hiatus in that band, went to play with some other bands. Then January 15th, 2015, Dick Manitoba, the Dictators, had Mary's put back together, and we played Slim's in California with him. And from there, it went to Gilman Street, and then we got some kind of a record thing from a nice indie label. And then, ta-da, we're back, and with a new singer, Angelique Stacy.
I see.
She is great. I mean, Candy, she used to be in Venus Bleeding, Charm School Dropouts and stuff. An awesome singer.
Yeah, she's got some good vocals going on there, and I'm so excited to announce that the Screaming Bloody Marys are going to be on our next compilation at Mystic. With suicidal tendencies, and we started off with 20 classic punk rock songs, but I don't know. It's growing awful big. It's up to 25 so far.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be. It's an awesome thing. I'm just having a good time. At first, we just said, "Let's just see where this thing goes at," you know. And we all have our other projects and jobs and stuff. And I run a record label and. That kind of thing. I'm having a good. You know, it's funny, Candy. Real fast, I don't want to take this whole thing up. But the funniest thing is when you first start a band, you get on, you know, you get some good shows and you're touring and everything. It's great. Everybody, you know, like, okay, it's good. Then you go away for a while, and then 19 years later, then you come back. It's different. People want to know about you. They find your 7-inch records here, this, that, here, and it's nice. And we're all up in our ages now. I think it's crazy.
Yes, but you know, way back, like in the 80s, the technology was so basic and raw compared to what we have now. It's so much easier to get music out. And I have to tell you, I You know, I've just been learning the recording side and you know, running Mystic
right.
and everything. And I made a really big mistake. I mixed up Harry Fox Agency with BMI. And I can't believe I told these musicians, oh, yes, and then we sign you up with Harry Fox. And it's like, no. That is totally wrong. But, you
no,
know,
it's okay.
I'm just learning these things, and, you know, there's a lot involved in it, but it's so fun.
I'm just really excited. You're opening doors for yourself. I know all about Harry Fox, and I'm on the BMI thing and Bud Music.
Sure.
But
well, you know,
back
in the 80s, we didn't have the technology. I mean, those companies were around, but we didn't have the technology of how to enter it in the computer to make sure everybody gets royalties and
exactly.
songwriters and performance rights. I mean, wow, it opens up a whole new world. Back when I was booking, you know, it's like, okay, you go in the till, you pay the band, and that's the end of it.
That was it. You know, a lot of kids, I'm really happy. A lot of the young bands these days that go on these tours, like the Warped Tour and all these, whatever you call these things these days, they have, you know, internet, they got social media, Facebook, Twitter, yada, yada, yada. They have it kind of made, and that's cool. Back in our days, it was called a 10-cent phone call at a phone at a phone booth. Or you have to go to a club and work with a promoter or a booker and try to smooch up with a band or something. Hang your own posters. Hang your own posters up and down the street, you know. You don't see
exactly.
that much very much.
Yes, yes.
You know?
I remember passing out flyers and you know, so many people had a hard time getting a recording. You know,
Right.
And if you did get a recording, it was on a cassette. I hate to admit it, but I have a box of cassettes that musicians gave me back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then I'm just now figuring out what to do with them. Is that terrible?
It's like a gold mine. You got a gold mine there. The thing
well,
is,
it's
back
for
in those
them.
Days,
I don't do it for myself. I don't do any of
no,
it
no, no,
for
no,
myself.
No, no.
I do it all for the musicians, for the bands.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't take any kind of fee at all. I'm a volunteer, and everything I do is because of my love of music. You know.
Exactly. You know, back in the day, the end of the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s, there was hardly any. CDs, if they were just coming in. It was coming in, okay. But it was mainly vinyl cassette. And it was cheap. I loved it.
Don't forget
8-tracks. How about this? Go way back. I'm an old guy. And I can tell
reel
you two,
to reel?
No, there was 4-track before the 8-track. There was a 4-track.
Okay,
four
and
track.
2-track as well.
Yeah.
I have a lot of tapes on 2-track that we're trying to figure out what to do with.
But now we're bringing it up to now. You know, I'm booking like national bands. I work with promoters like a young man named Jason. He's in a band called Infirmities, I guess that's his band.
Infirmities.
And
I've heard of that.
Yeah. I'm working with Jason on some shows. I work with a bunch of people. Doing shows. Hawk Valentine is a good guy here in San Francisco, the nicest man you want to meet. And then I've been booking the International Swingers, Ultravox, the Vibrators for 16 years now. I always try to get young bands on there to open. Sometimes I can't pay them because the headliner. I have to give most of the money to the headliner over there. But the young band, just to get them on there, is an opportunity to expose themselves.
Yes. Check out Fallujah 71. I had them play at the Cafe de Grand Reunion a couple years back. They opened for Billy Bones. And those kids are really good. They weren't even 18 yet, two, three years ago?
yeah. See, and I love Billy Bones of the Skulls. He has a new documentary coming out. I can't wait to see.
Yes, he does. You know? I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. So much to do.
There's a ton of I don't want to cuss on the line.
Oh, you can say anything you want. Our show is rated R, so.
But you know, I'm working with a lot of people. I have my Die Laughing Records, and it's a little tiny indie label. Me and my partner Rob Tressler has. Rob Tressler used to own Orange Peel Records for several years, and then he just got tired of it. And years later, we're back together putting out records. You know.
Oh, good, so, good. Yeah, that's so much fun. And you're a fantastic guitarist, by the way.
Oh, I'm actually I do the best I can. Thank you so much. It's flattering, but one of my guitar heroes, he's a rhythm lead guitarist. One of them is Ron Wood of the Faces and the Rolling Stones, and then there's East Bay Ray, the Dead Kennedys. Those guys are like my heroes, and I really, really enjoy what they do. It's two different planets. You have the Faces of the 70s rock band, and then you have the Dead Kennedys of the punk band. But I get both the best worlds, right?
I'm very happy. We used to have Monday Night Blues. Gosh, I've worked with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs. They were
like
our house band.
Wow. The first time I seen Stevie Ray Vaughan, there was a club, I don't know if you remember, in Berkeley called the Keystone Berkeley. And it was a little club, and now it's a bank now. And me and my ex-wife walked in to go see Johnny Hooker, Elvin Bishop, and this guy Stevie Ray Vaughan. I didn't know who he was. I did not.
Oh, wow. And you played with John Lee Hooker?
Yeah, he opened for John Lee Hooker. So I was going back to this little area to get me a popcorn and a soda or whatever. And there's this tall drink of water. That's Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he's sitting there by himself. Kind of by himself. So me and my ex go up, and we just say, hey, I like your playing. And he was so kind to us. We took a picture with him. And I thought, okay, he's just a regular guy. 2 months later, I see this guy on MTV playing with David Bowie, and I go, oh, we met that guy.
Oh, that is so cool. And that is so cool, and what a great musician he was. And, yeah, he came down from Canada, I met another guy that played with DOA back then, Johnny Fiera, a saxophonist. Oh, Johnny is such a great saxophone player. I just love him. He came to San Francisco a couple years back. You know, he's Canadian. And I got in there and filmed. I walked right in, cameras rolling on my shoulder, you know, because I was a little bit late getting in there because of parking and stuff in San Francisco. Is it Biscuits and Blues? And you know, that's some of the best
Biscuits
film
and Blues.
I ever shot.
I played there. Yeah. Biscuits and Blues. I love
Biscuits
that play.
And Blues. I got
to open up for a guy named Ron Thompson. And I was lucky to open up and do like four songs on the dobro and play, you know, some kind of a blues. But I'm not a purist, and people, you know, had a really grimacing look. But I was a punk rocker.
Sure.
With some kind of a T-shirt DOA or whatever I was wearing, and I was just playing my bottleneck, man. I thought a couple of guys were like, but then after a while, it kind of warmed up. It was nice, you know. And Ron gave me Ron
that's
Thompson.
That's what I was getting at when I was talking about the Monday Night Blues at the Cafe. I mean, we're a punk club, but yet we're having R&B night, you know, on Mondays.
Right.
And, you know, Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs, gosh, they always played punk shows, you know. I mean, they were our house band and everything. And you know, it's so nice having Stevie Ray come. He came quite a few times. Funny that Johnny started off with DOA and then went off to jazz and big band music, you know.
I love that music, man. know?
Oh, yeah. He's such a great saxophonist. You can find him on YouTube. He gives saxophone lessons. Can you imagine? I mean, that's so cool. Just one of the nicest guys you ever wanted to meet. It seems like there's a lot of different bands that, you know, go along with the punk rock. Oh, and another saxophone player from Top Jimmy's band. There was Steve Berlin and Spider Middleman.
I remember Steve Berlin, exactly. I remember that, you know.
Spider's got some, well, he passed away a few years back, and his family contacted me, and we're going to be putting out some unreleased tracks from Spider's days, you know, and it's going to be
a really
nice, loving tribute to him, because he was such a nice guy, and I got to tell you this little story. One time, we had been up at the 01 after working at the cafe, and Spider and I took off, and we were sitting in that park, Sycamore Grove, at the corner where Franklin and Sycamore are.
Right.
And
right.
He's playing his saxophone, and the sun's coming up, and it's like just such a beautiful, warm moment. And this woman walks up. And she says, "Do you mind not playing your saxophone?" And we looked at her like, "Are you serious, lady?" She said, "My dog can't poop." So Spider started going into the punk rock mode. No shit, Sycamore Grove. No shit, no sax. Oh, that's right. No sax in Sycamore Grove. And he started blowing that saxophone so loud. It was a priceless moment.
I had a bagpipe player. He was in a band with me called the Old Cheeky Bastards, and he would warm up his bagpipes down the street just to warm up. My God, he got the cops calling on him. The cops came and told him that he needed a noise complaint. And all he was doing was playing, and the cops came, told him, "Can't do that. I'm going to give you a ticket."
Oh, my gosh. I would love to have some bagpipes on a record,
you know,
these days. Oh, that would be so cool. I love the bagpipes.
I was in the band, No Cheeky Bastards.
Really?
We played with a lot of people, and there's bagpipes and stuff. And matter of fact, Sean, he's a bagpipe player. He sat in with the Cell Block 5 years ago when we opened with the Kennedy. We were supporting the Kennedys in Reno, and he came out with a bagpipe. The whole place went nuts because there's a bagpipe.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah,
it got
everybody going. And I love that stuff.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm so happy, A, to be on the station with you, and B, I have a tremendous, fantastic band.
Yes, you do.
I'm very happy. It makes me happy now. I've always wondered, when are we going to ever get back? You know, it goes to your mind sometimes. Because you see all these cool bands coming up, all these cool bands and stuff. But now...
You guys are really tight right now.
Oh, man, thank you. I mean, we only been together 6 months. And the drummer is fantastic, Greg Langston. He has a history playing with the Sea Hags. He played with...
Oh, okay.
He was in the Sea Hags. He was in No Alternative, Tuxedo Moon, the Insaints. He goes on and on. And we have Hans Hunt, my bass player. You know, he was in a Sid Terra and Undead, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we have Angelique, I said, you know. And then Juan, the original guitar player with me in the Marys. And so was Hans. He was in the Marys. Juan, he's like in a rock and Espanol type band of Amigos Locos and Mito. I mean, they do punk rock, Spanish stuff, man. You know, covers and Sex Pistols stuff. That's cool, man.
Oh, right on. Cool.
But I'm happy. I'm very, very happy. You know, and you're helping us out get on Mystic Records with a couple of comps. I'm very flattered, man. You know,
well, we're happy to have you, and we actually have you signed up for two records.
Yes,
we have Sound of Hollywood Girls and the 20 classic, well, the 25 classic punk rock bands.
Yeah,
so.
tell the viewers out there about those comps if you want to. Tell the viewers out there, they like to hear it too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, we're coming up and have these projects going, and it's going to be really exciting. But, you know, they won't be released for a couple months yet,
yeah.
So we're kind of jumping
exactly.
the gun a little bit. But,
no,
you know,
no, no,
it's
but,
all
but,
good.
But you know what? That's all good, man. You want to kind of jump that gun so you can have the readers and the viewers be prepared to buy that stuff, because I would have private messages saying, "I want to buy that. I want to buy this. I want to, buy, you know." And then they look. Some people DM me, looks at your website, saying, "How can I get some of that back catalog? I want to buy some of that stuff." And I just say,
"Well, and,
go
and
ahead."
That's what I'm working 24/7 on, is getting the whole back catalog of Mystic up on iTunes for downloading and
right.
things. And yeah, it's been a lot, but I hate. Tell you this, Dave, we're out of time.
Okay, cool. It's good talking to you, Candy. Please keep in touch.
Same here, Dave.
Bring Mary's rule.
I hit the sound a little bit too loud. I'm so sorry. What did you say?
No worries. I said the Screaming Bloody Mary's rule, the Dwarf's rule, Informatives rule, everybody's rule, the new rule.
Oh, thank
Mystic
you.
Records.
And don't forget to party or go home.
There you go. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. See y'all next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.